Reading from Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, 50 rupees. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text Number 3, Maitreya Vacha, Precheta Santa Rudado, ಇದು ರಾಧೇಶ ಕಾರಿಣಿ ಜಪಯಜ್ಞಾನ ತಪಸ ಪುರಂಜನ ಮತೋಶಯನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಬಾಕಿ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜ್ ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಸೆಡ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ ಬರಿ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಚೇತಾಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಸಿವಿಯರ್ ಆಸ್ಟರಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೀ ವಾಟರ್ to carry out the order of their father. By chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they are able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sage Maitreya said, the sons of King Prachina Varhi, known as the Pratyatas, underwent severe austerities within the sea water to carry out the order of their father. By chanting and repeating mantras given by Lord Shiva, they are able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. One can offer prayers to the Supreme Lord directly, but if one repeats prayers offered by great devotees like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, and if one follows in the footsteps of great personalities, one can please the Supreme Lord very easily. For instance, we sometimes chant this mantra of Brahma Samhita, Chinta Mani Pragaradadma Shukalpa Ruksho Laksha Ruteosh Turagir Avipala Yantam Lakshmi Sahasra Pratutambra Matevya Manam Govindamari Purusham Tamam Vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires, in about spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purposes. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. Because this prayer was offered by Lord Brahma, we follow him by reciting this prayer. This is the easiest way to satisfy the Supreme Lord. The pure devotee never attempts to reach the Supreme Lord directly. The most important way to worship the Lord is to go through disciplic succession of devotees. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva to the Supreme Lord were thus repeated by the Prachetas, who were thus very successful in pleasing the Supreme Lord. Here the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Puranjana. According to Madhvacharya, the living entity is called Puranjana because he has become an inhabitant of this material world. Under the influence of the three modes of material nature, he is forced to live within it. The Supreme Lord creates this material world, Pura, and he also enters within it. Andanta rasta paramanu chayanta rastam. The Lord enters within the heart of the living entity, within the atom. Therefore, both the living entity and the Lord are called Puranjana. One Puranjana, the living entity, is subordinate to the Supreme Puranjana. Therefore, the duty of the subordinate Puranjana is to satisfy the Supreme Puranjana. That is devotional service. Lord Rudra or Lord Shiva. The original Acharya, the Vaishnava Sampradaya, called Rudra Sampradaya. Rudra Gita indicates under the disciplic succession of Lord Rudra. The Prachetas achieved spiritual success. O Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Yana Talata Chakshuru Militam Jnana Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namaha ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತ ಭೂತಲೆ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री आचार्य गौरव वंदन हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम So, here we are reading the success story of Prachatas. We call it success story because they could get darshan of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. So this is the success of life. Nothing else is success of life. By worshipping the Lord, you may become a very rich man. By worshipping the Lord, you may rise to a very big position. Or by worshipping the Lord, you may get all your desires fulfilled, but that is not success. Because you don't have loving relationship with the Lord. So, that is what is called karma kanda, that is sakama karma, and then there is nishkama karma, and then there is devotional service. Everybody is active, but there is a difference. Karma kanda, that means you do some ritualistic activities in order to have sense gratification. And then sakama karma, you approach Lord Vishnu, but with material desires. The karma kanda, he doesn't approach the Supreme Lord. He will do various karma kandas to directly no connection with the Lord, indirect karma kanda. Just you follow the different rituals mentioned and you attain your desires. But the sakam bhakta, he also has desires, but he comes to Krishna or Vishnu for attaining his desires fulfilled. And there is nishkam karma. That means he has understood that the world is temporary, that the world is miserable, and he has to work, but give up attachment to work so that it may lead to liberation. So nishkam bhakt is aiming at liberation, not devotional service or pleasing the Lord. Whereas a devotee, he wants to do everything just to please the Lord. So none of the other three categories they have any direct service to the Lord, but only a bhakta. So here, the Prachetas, they fulfill certain things and then they are eligible, they became eligible to attain the darshan of the Supreme Lord. So we are also aspiring for darshan of the Supreme Lord. And that is actually the things are there in Bhagavatam. Because you want to carefully follow how did they succeed in the spiritual mission. So that you can just follow them in their footsteps. Mahajanayana gatastha panda tarko apratrasna sutayo yugana nata rishad matam nagyanam dharma siddhattam netam guhayam Mahajanayana gatastha panda. In the Mahabharata, it is said, you can go on arguing, people argue, but tattva cannot be settled up with our mental arguments, no? The logic. Logic is also of mundane plane. On mundane plane, how can I understand transcendence? So simply egoistic arguments, that's all. So with arguments you can never know the, or you can never attain success. And then if you want to quote authority, there are so many scriptures. Sratayo Vivena. You can say Durga is God according to Devi Puran. You can say Shiva is God according to Shiva Puran. You can get into, if you want to just quote authoritative scriptures. So everybody quotes their own scripture. And then if you want to follow the people who are speculating and meditating, depending on their level of realization, somebody say God is in the heart of everyone, God is impersonal, you are God, everything is God. If you want to follow, let's say that different philosophies are there. Even in the Vedas, there are six darshan, shat darshan. Like Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Uttara Mimamsa, Karma Mimamsa, propounded by various munis according to their realization. So you are again at crossroads, which philosophy to accept. He's saying dharma, but what is fact, what is reality? Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. The real truth is hidden in the hearts of people. And only when they reveal it to you, in Bhagavad Gita it is said Krishna is God, and great devotees, they worship Krishna as God. But unless someone tells us, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajanayana gatastha panda. So there is what is called transcendent love, transcendent devotional service. Having attracted to that process, you will lose attraction for this world, and vairagya is a byproduct of devotional service. So vairagya is something but it is not everything. But if you are a devotee, it is everything. It includes vairagya and jnana. Vairagya and jnana are included in bhakti. Otherwise, how can one remain on the platform of bhakti? So, the prachatas, we have to study very carefully how did they attain the success of getting the darshan of the Lord. And once you have the darshan of the Lord, nothing remains unavailable. If you have the darshan of the Lord, what desire of yours will remain unfulfilled? Everything will be fulfilled. So it is said, on the order of their father, the prachetas, what did Prachinvari order? Sleeping? So the Prachinvari, he told his sons to marry, to beget progeny, and to rule the kingdom nicely. So he wanted the people to be ruled nicely. That means he was concerned about dharma, artha, kama and moksha, Prachinvari. That is what he knows. So he told him some, just say, whatever you know, nowadays, I like my son if he goes to United States. That is all the best thing you know about successful life. Or you want your son to attain a big position, which is very attractive. Nobody is interested in moksha ras. Prabhupada says everyone is interested in ardha ras, kam ras, dharma ardha kam. Nobody is attracted to moksha ras. Because you don't have people who are attracted to moksha, and you meet them and you will also be attracted. It is not that moksha is Shiva. So unless you meet a devotee who is liberated and you hear from him or you see his life, then immediately you ask them, no, I don't want dharma, artha and kama. I want moksha. Because dharma, artha and kama, they are with, mixed up, like kheer mixed with sand. Or pleasure mixed with hard work, or pleasure mixed with after effects. So, life is bitter, so you are looking for some pleasure. Allah, let there be bitterness, but there is pleasure also. But when you come to know that there is something without bitterness, then naturally, on one hand there is only bitterness, on the other hand there is bitterness and happiness, and then there is only happiness. So the choice is clear. I don't know, I don't know, there can be an option that his only happiness is there, so who will not want? Everybody would jump. That's why it is said, only devotees can propagate this devotion service, moksha ras. So in their company, you hear, you see, and you are attracted. So father gave some instruction, but fortunately they happened to meet Lord Shiva. This is called causeless mercy. And then there is humbleness, humbleness on the part of preachers. They know the father to be elderly, senior, so they followed him. Now they are meeting Lord Shiva, who is much bigger than and more powerful than, more enlightened than the Prachin Bharati. And they are very excited. Not everybody gets darshan of Lord Shiva. The Prachatas heard about Lord Shiva, like all of us also heard about Lord Shiva. But when you come across Lord Shiva, then you become very excited. And then they followed, instead of Prachina Barihi, they followed Lord Shiva, who is a more realized soul. With the result that they became elevated. It is not easy to do severe austerities. Any embodied soul, no one wants to work hard with this body. Unless you have some gain, you don't undertake pains. So the Prachatas, people are working for some gains, material gains, they are working hard. But the Prachatas were being austerities. What did they gain? Because they got a mantra from Lord Shiva. So people don't know the science of mantra meditation. That's a book called Chant and Be Happy. There's a book. People write so many books. But here is a book Prabhupada wrote, Chant and Be Happy. And people get to read, they will be convinced how this chanting can make you happy. On a superficial level, how can the mantra make me happy? I need money, I need objects of sense gratification. What is this mantra making me happy? Chant and be happy. But you read from a realized soul, or you hear from a realized soul about the importance of chanting. And then it makes sense. It makes sense to you. My dear sir, everything depends on your mind. It's not outside trouble or outside happiness. It all depends on your mind. If your mind is mature, developed, probably even when there is difficulty from outside, you will be happy. On the other hand, a minor difficulty, you become unnecessarily miserable. You know, we all get same troubles in life. This is old age and that, and there is struggle for existence. But you see, people react in different ways. Not everyone reacts in the same way. It It depends on how mentally strong you are. If you are mentally, if you are a weak person, even silly things, they disturb you. And if you are a man of strong will, even very big difficulties also may not be able to agitate you or disturb you. So that means it is not the misery or difficulty from outside, but it's what is the state of your mind. So this mantra meditation, it alters the state of mind. People don't know. Everybody is like a copy. You know, everybody is like a, what do you call it, the character. That's how we deal with people in the society. Whenever people meet, oh, Pratap Rudra's mentality is like this. When you stay with a person, you know his mentality. Or Usha Mata's mentality is like this. And then according to knowledge, we have to stay together, make some adjustment. But we don't know how to develop the mind, how to help others to develop their mind. That science is not there. The science of mantra meditation, it is all about that. So this mantra meditation is a higher dimensional science. Now you have material sciences, and then you have psychological sciences. And this mantra meditation is part of higher dimensional science. Higher dimensional, people know some dimensions. The physical dimension, the mental dimension, the intellectual dimension, but people don't know about spiritual dimension. So this is called higher dimensional science. When the soul awakens, then everything will fall apart. When the soul awakens, you know, all these material gains are petty, all these mental pleasures are cheap, and all these intellectual achievements. So until something touches your soul, you will not be indifferent to all these things. When something touches your soul, then you become indifferent to everything you see, everything you heard. And people cannot understand such people. An enlightened soul, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Dijanina Nabajiya. Vaishnavas are not understood properly in this world. Now people, they say, Swamiji, but he doesn't follow you. That is actually he doesn't understand you. Swamiji, Swami, they do all that. But he will not practice what you are doing. That means it is only shallow, superficial. Because there is some respect for Swamis in the society, and if you don't respect, you will be considered a bad man. You will be considered a man with bad manners. So they do that. You hang a photo of Vivekananda in your drawing room, you hang a photo of Gandhiji. Other what people think, he doesn't know great people of this land. But nobody follows them. Imitation is best compliment, as I was saying. Imitation is the best compliment. Not that you put a photograph You say, oh, Vivekananda was such a great man, Gandhi was such a great man. But why don't you become a great man? No. Because you are petty, your nasty emotions, petty desires. So we can never think of becoming another Gandhi or but the mantra meditation is a higher dimensional science. It will transform you. You think it is difficult for me to change. I don't think I can give up marriage. I don't think I can give up my parents, people. I don't think I can risk my talent. I can be a good doctor. Why should I leave everything and become a spiritual person? So people cannot change, but you allow them to chant Hare Krishna. You let them chant, and slowly you see that over time is not the same person as before, completely changed. People will surprise. You're smoking before, you're watching so much TV, you curse, not only that you don't watch TV, but you also don't want to even sit with people who watch TV. You're such a TV addict, not only that you stopped it completely, but now you cannot tolerate people doing that. So you want to move away from that. You are so affectionate to your family members before, no matter what they were. Now you are not like that anymore. So what happened? So this mantra meditation is a higher dimensional science. And Prajatas, they met Lord Shiva. That is a good fortune. If you meet a person who is spiritual, that is the beginning of your good fortune in life. Because only people who know moksharas, when you meet them, you will also be attracted. It doesn't matter whether you have education or not, whether you have money or not. You know that story. One king, he wanted to, people want to honor sadhus, people want to serve sadhus. So one king, he wanted to serve the sadhus in his country. So he made an announcement, please, all sadhus, you come to my court on such and such a date, and I want to give you charity, and I want to honor you. So, people wanted to meet some people come to meet the king, maybe he will do something. Some people meet the king, maybe it is an opportunity for me to preach. And some people meet the king. So my desires can be fulfilled. I have the opportunity to meet the biggest man of the land. So people from all these categories. One group was, they want to enlighten the king. The other group was to get their desires fulfilled by the charitable nature of the king. And one cute man, he got an idea. let me have the garb of a sadhu and go there so that I can get something from the king. So the king came. To offer, he offered the pranams, and then he complimented them for their sacrifice, and he said, "How can I serve you? I'll give you whatever you want, please. I don't know what you want. You want some land, you want some cows, you want some servants, whatever." Then that guy said, I already had all of them. Your spiritual life is much more than all that. So I just came to give you blessings. I have not come with some expectation from you, no? The king became little fascinated and also discouraged because he could not give charity. The saintly person refused. And the second guy came. And the poor man, he turned to become a sadhu. He came to God in Arthi, Ardhardi. But when he came like Dhruva Maharaj, and then while doing activities to please God, his spiritual life became activated. And then he gave up asking something to the Lord. He was happy doing his austerities. So the king asked the second category man, please take something. Actually, I became a devotee to get something from the Lord. But in the course of time, there is something called transcendental experience. And I got it. So before that, I don't understand why should I ask money or cows or land or the use. So I don't want anything. I had many desires in the past, but not anymore. So the king was happy that here is a genuine saintly person. He was also not happy because he wanted to give charity. This man also refused. So then the king turned to the third category person, who was a hypocrite. This man, just in the garb of a sadhu, he came to the king, so that I can just ask the king, you know, I am a sadhu, I do my tapasyas, so I don't have to be in anxiety, so give me some 100 acres of land. You know, it is good to take milk, cow milk, and so you give me some cows. You know, nobody would like to marry a sadhu. Other sadhu can make you happy. No money, no status. If you want to marry, it is useless to marry a sadhu. Because he is a beggar. A beggar, how he can make his wife happy? So this guy, because he is a bogus sadhu, so he said, I can ask all these things. I do so much tapasya. If there is a very cooperative, good wife, she will take up everything so I can completely be in samadhi, bogus. If you want to be completely in samadhi, why you should worry about who will maintain me, who will take care of me and all that. Anyway, you are telling all these things to the king. You wanted to tell all these things to the king. I need a wife, I need some land, I need some cows, because I am such a great bhakta, I want to be absorbed. So these things, if they are provided, I don't have to look for them. But when he heard the first two sadhus, I already had everything. What is the point? Why should I be a beggar before you? Second mantra, I was a beggar, but having come to Krishna, I feel very richness in myself. So I don't see any worth to material things. So when the bogus sadhu he heard, my God, oh, there is something great about spiritual life. I'm a materialist. I've taken the dress of a sadhu. But actually to become a sadhu is very nice. With these guys, they are so happy. They are rejecting any wealth, anything. So that means something is more than wealth. So I want that. So he told the sadhu, I came here to ask something from you. But somehow, I don't feel like taking anything from you. I want to find out from them how to do bhakti properly. He left the king and he went with the sadhu, saintly people, and he also learned the subject about transcendental wealth, transcendental happiness, transcendental love. He learned all that. Transcendental love means you can be happy in any company. That is transcendental love. You don't say, no, only in the company of Joshna I am comfortable. It is others I feel little. That's not transcendental love. That is mutual. If you treat her nicely, so, I should hang around the company. But transcendental love means Krishna is taking care. Anything may come, but Krishna is doing something very good for me. That's what we are reading in the morning, no? In the morning we are reading in that 15th chapter. Tulya nindas putirmani santushtayanakit anikatas karamatli bhaktimana samatriya. 12th chapter. And Kairlingasthi in guna anatana tita bhavati prabhu kimachara katam cheta sthi in guna anatata prabhu. Then Krishna says, how does a person who is above the three modes of material nature, how did he got above the three modes of material nature? And person who is above the three modes of material, what does he do? Such people, what do they do? And how to recognize these people? There are three things. That 14th chapter, three things. How to recognize a gunatit person? And what is gunatit people do in their life? Because they are gunatit. No tamagun, no rajagun, no satagun, so they sit like statues. No tamagun, not to attack anyone, not to enjoy anything. No rajagun, so no intense activity. No satagun, so you don't have to open schools and hospitals like that. So no work. So what is the gunatit people do? So Arjuna was curious. The person has lost interest in anything of this world. That means, what do they do? And then the third question he asked, how we can also, if there is something wonderful about becoming gunatit, then I should also, how can I also become transcendental to three modes of material nature? Then reply, Krishna says about the glories of devotional service. devotional service satisfying, devotional service will help you to transcend the three modes of material nature. And when you are doing devotional service, you are indifferent, you are equipoised, you don't find discomfort or comfort. We are reading friend and foe the same, the gold and the glittering gold. Glittering gold is, like I said, Sri Mataji got a lot of ornaments, but nothing gold about them. No? So nobody will steal them. So person who can see the artificial gold and real gold, he sees it equally as a friend and foe, and prestige and infamy, both don't affect your consciousness. So he is a person who has transcended three modes of material nature. So here, the Prachatas, by associating with Lord Shiva and by their humility and by their perseverance of chanting the mantras and prayers, so you have to, all these things together will give you success in life. Success doesn't fall on your head. You walk to success. You walk your way to success. That is spiritual life about. Ultimately, Krishna gives, but you have to walk it all the way to success. You have to do with austerities. You have to be determined. You should not lose hope. So, from Prachatas, these are the lessons you can learn. That we are also trying to attain God realization, a darshan of the Supreme Lord. So, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Sri Prabhupada ki.